I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The filmmaker Grant Baldwin joins me now. He's the director, co-writer, editor, and composer of a new documentary, Just Eat It, a food waste story. It's a timely, compelling, fascinating film that chronicles the 6 months that he and his partner Jen Rustemeyer spend looking at food consumption and food waste, especially North America. Over half a year in this film, we see Jen and Grant survive on discarded food. They would dive into dumpsters looking for food. What the film does is look at how food is grown, how it's consumed, the absurd standards retail grocery stores have for food, how much of it is thrown away for equally absurd reasons, as well as the labeling of food, which includes expiry dates that aren't all that accurate. I'll get Mr. Baldwin, who joins me now, to talk about this film, which debuted at Hot Docs and which screens at the Vancouver International Film Festival beginning this Sunday, the 20th of September, at the Rio Theatre. That's at 6:30. There's a second showing Tuesday morning, the 30th of September, at SFU Woodwards, and another showing 1:30 p.m. on Monday, the 6th of October, at the Vancouver Playhouse. Visit VIFF.org for tickets and foodwastemovie.com for more information. Grant Baldwin began his career composing music for film and television. He shot, directed, and edited the documentary The Clean Bin Project, which Jen was the subject of. The film's executive producer is Melanie Wood, who was on the program last year, as a matter of fact. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Grant Baldwin. Mr. Baldwin, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Grant, this is such a great film. Congratulations on it. I understand you just came back from Calgary, is that right?
Yeah, it went over really well in Calgary and Full House and really engaged audience.
It must be fun taking this film back to Vancouver, where I guess home is, right?
That's right, yeah. We're coming back for the Vancouver Film Festival now, and then we're off to the Edmonton Film Festival after that. So it's pretty busy, but it's just amazing that people are engaged with film.
Yeah, I'm curious to know what compelled both you and Jen to make this movie. Was this something that you'd been talking about for a while?
No, it was my idea, and I sort of sprung it on her, really. I'd done some research, a couple food waste reports that came out that said we're wasting about half of our food, and I was just curious of, you know, what that looked like, mm-hmm. and then also how good the food was that was being discarded. So I just sort of said, hey, Jen, let's try and survive off it and see how long we can go.
The numbers in the film are quite staggering. 40% of food is wasted, and about a third of all food is not consumed. Is that right?
That's right. So what's interesting about it is in North America and Northern Europe, we waste around 40% of food produced. But we do that in a conscious way. In third world countries, developing countries, they lose food because of transport issues with refrigeration. So it's only sort of here are we choosing to throw our food away.
Yeah, and not to mention the people going hungry around the world, but also the energy that it the resources that it takes to grow all this food.
That's true. At the beginning, when we started reading books and doing some research, we didn't realize the amount of energy that goes into each piece of food from all the inputs for at the farm level to harvesting, transport. You know, it just keeps adding up. And so when you're throwing something away, say you don't finish an apple, you're really throwing away all the energy that went into it as well.
So you decide, both of you, to cut your food consumption down by only consuming food that you would find food that was discarded.
So the rule was it wasn't about trying to live for free, but it ended up almost being like that. We had a rule where we could purchase food if it had been removed from the grocery store shelf and it was on its way to the bin. Mm-hmm. But most stores would not sell us that product. So we did end up looking in wholesale areas and in massive dumpsters and finding more food than we could possibly manage.
Yeah, and did you find that you had a balanced diet?
Yeah, we ended up finding everything. You name it, we found it. From maple syrup to chocolate bars to Alaskan cod. We found it all, but it was never all at once. It's not like your perfect grocery shop. So 1 week, you might have, you know, 40 liters of milk, but it's, you know, not for 2 weeks later that you actually find cereal.
Yeah. So we buy too much food, and we're pretty shallow when it comes to our consuming habits. That's one of the more distressing parts I found in the film, that just because it didn't look good, stores wouldn't sell it. Even farms wouldn't send it off.
Yeah, a lot of the waste we found was due to cosmetic imperfections. And so it's being wasted before it even reaches the grocery store.
Yeah.
We went to a peach grower, and he has upwards of 70% loss on his of his peaches because they're not the right shape or size, or they may have a mark on them.
Yeah. And the labeling that we have on our food products, I mean, a lot of that is unnecessary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the our date labels really only started showing up in the 70s. And since then, there's a lot of confusion. People don't really know what they mean, and there's so many different ones. There's best before, best by, sell by. And there's no actual real expiry date label except for on infant formula. So this confusion that all these other dates are for more about stock rotation or peak freshness, that those are the day that, like, you know, at midnight, those are going to go bad. But there's really no pressure or any law saying that they can't even sell past that date at the grocery store level. So you'll find a lot of grocery stores are pulling that product off the shelf 3 or 4 days before the date.
Yeah, and then you would try to even buy it, and they wouldn't even sell it to you.
What's that?
That you would try to buy it, and they wouldn't even sell it to you just because of the date.
Yeah, and they're legally allowed to sell past that date, and we also found that there's no labeling necessary on food that has a shelf life of over 90 days, so things like cereal and, you know, pasta and those kinds of items and, you know, soup. You'll find date labels on those, but they don't even have to put them on there. The manufacturer's choosing to put them on.
So where you live in Vancouver? Where would you'd go to industrial areas to find most of this food that you found in dumpsters?
Yeah, we did look in grocery stores, but we found that most places were locked,
mm-hmm.
and we just couldn't find it. Like, we couldn't see it, and it was pretty distressing actually at the beginning, because we really set out to make this food waste movie where we're not filming any food waste.
Yeah.
But then we went further up the supply chain, and that's where we started to find mass quantities of food, and it was more like finding a Costco shelf dumped in an 18-foot dumpster.
Yeah.
Pallets of food.
Did you encourage others to do the sort of diving that you did?
I had a friend that would come and help. It was more because we were bringing camera equipment with us, and he started to get pretty passionate about it. He actually works in the food industry, so we didn't put him in the film. He didn't want to be seen rescuing food for many reasons. But he would start putting in his back alley and donating to people in his building, and it really affected him as well. So we rarely saw any others at that level that we were finding food waste, because you need a vehicle to get there. So therefore, people that actually dumpster dive out of necessity weren't there. We sort of would leave those areas in Vancouver for those people to actually require dumpster diving to survive.
Do you still do any of this?
But from time to time. You know, recently we started touring the film, so I think it's kind of interesting to hand out some fines to the audience after the screening. So we've been looking again to sort of prove that the food is still good, you know, something tangible.
One of the places that you go to in the film in Las Vegas, it's called RC Farms, is that right?
That's right, RC Farms.
Yeah,
it's Bob Cummins' farm. Yeah,
yeah, fascinating place there. I guess all the food scrap and the waste that comes from hotel buffets and the sort ends up there, is that right?
Yeah, he gets these contracts with these hotels to take all their buffet waste, and a good portion of all that waste is not even seeing people. It's just gone straight into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So he picks up all their food scraps, returns the cutlery. Believe it or not, there's tons and tons of cutlery that's thrown out with it, and he returns it. So it does the hotel a favor there, and it's also cheaper than them sending it to landfill as well. And then he takes it and he feeds 2,000 to 3,000 pigs. And then that meat may not get sold back to Vegas, so what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah. What did it smell like? Because you'd see all
the
food.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, you're talking about the only farm in a desert that I know of.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, filming there, it was over 100 degrees, and it didn't smell super good. And our camera bags smelled like pigs for a while, but they generally love it, and the pigs were happy from the farms I've seen. Those pigs were having a great time, either living on crab legs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a really cool model that he has there.
And then you went to North Carolina as well. to witness this process called gleaning. Do we do that in Canada?
There's some gleaning. In Vancouver, there's a fruit tree project, and that's gleaning in the city. People that have fruit trees in their yard, they can't possibly eat all that. It's good, healthy food for the food banks. Food banks love fresh and healthy food because they get a lot of packaged goods from grocery stores. So it's a great way for people to sort of go out, get involved, and actually do something about the food, food waste.
Are you a better cook after all of this?
I think I'm a little bit better. I was never a bad cook, but I just really wasn't that interested in it. Now I sort of find it's a challenge to open the fridge and go, okay, I don't see anything jumping out at me, but I'm going to make a meal anyway. And it's every time you can surprise yourself with what you can make with what you already have.
So that's one of the changes in your life, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. We put a Eat Me First bin. One of the drawers in our fridge is now dedicated to things that need to be eaten sooner than the rest. So half onions, things like that. And we just sort of make sure we incorporate whatever's in there into the meal.
What's next for you? Are you working on another film now?
I'm going to be possibly shooting a film for the NSB, but I won't be living up any ways for this project. It's simply a cinematographer role, which will be a nice change. But we have plans to make an educational version of our film for schools that will run just under an hour, and we're going to have some follow some students that are doing some things proactive with food waste.
Yeah. The movie airs on Knowledge in November, is that right?
Yeah, November 4th, it'll be on the Knowledge Network in D.C., and then also it will be streaming off their website at the same time. So if you don't have cable, you can still watch it online.
Yeah, but people ought to go to the film festival this week, starting this weekend, the 28th and the 30th, and then also October 6th to see this, because it's a really necessary film. It's compelling, and it'll give you a lot to think about. Congratulations on this. Best to you and Jen.
Thanks for your comments and questions, and it's an interesting ride we're on right now.
The website for more, foodwastemovie.com, that's all one word, and of course VIFF.org for tickets and information. Grant Baldwin joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.